Hello and good evening to everyone. This is Florence in Atlanta with Thinkers Challenge Show. And on this show, we just share insights as to our spiritual growth and hope that something we say does make an impact on your life and that you may put it in practice and it will help you some way. All right, tonight we're going to look at this topic, because all through the week I get questions, people call for help about, you know, difficulties that come up. And we all know at times, sometime in our lives, we've been in situations where you feel like you're boxed in. How to get out? This is ridiculous. It needs to change, but how am I going to do it? And we found that often we are giving power to other things other than the one supreme power that there is. Of course, supreme meaning the only power that there is. And I am knowing that anyone who comes to this show knows the one supreme power, God. That's it. There's no other power. There's no other trust, in fact. And we learn a lot from the Bible. The scriptures tell us where we should put our trust, what we should look at all times for strength, for comfort, and for answers. So anyway, let's look at what we give power to. Okay? I just jotted down a few things because that's what comes as I talk to different people. How much we are really relying or giving power to, say, income, for example. And I have found that as far as income is such a big part, really, in what how it controls our lives. Is it really true, though, that our income from work should have that much power over our lives? Yes. It's how we've been brought up to believe, but experience tells me that really nothing has as much power as God, because all of it, all of the different parts come from Him. A call like this, like, okay, maybe my income, it just is not meeting my needs. I don't know what to do. And there's always fear accompanied with that. But then if you look back upon your life, the different things that you've been through, can you really say that all of it were resolved or came about because of your income? Absolutely not. And so we need to look at what we give power to. Income is just one of them. But then, I guess the whole thing about employment, too, is another. So that when we are not engaged in employment at any particular time, there can be a lot of fear that comes with that, too. Why? Because we are looking at, okay, well, where is this? How am I going to meet this? Or how am I going to meet that? Again, if you look in the past of your life, haven't there been many, many times when what has come about for you, how you've gone through the difficult times, have not really depended on any of those things? Any of them. Another thing that we give so much power to is when we look at something that may have happened in our past. And that thing present here has so much power about what go forward. Now, like there, have so much power over our life. If we're doing that, well, where is God? We go to the extent that even putting so much power into, well, I come from such and such a race, or I come from such such and such a family, and I come from such and such heritage.
Sorry about that. I don't know what happened with the microphone, but it did go off. Well, I got to the point of, you know, putting too much, giving too much power to past incidents, to our heritage, having it rule our lives now. Now, if we're knowing that God alone has all the power, we won't do that. When thoughts of the past come, we will stop them from having any influence on what's happening now. When thoughts of, well, I come from such and such a family, or such and such happened in my family long time ago, and is, you know, claiming to have power now, we say, no, only God has power over everything I do. As far as income, I mean, you look at it, okay, how much is in my bank, and you look in, I used to do this, so I say, okay, how much now is going down, you know, and then the little anxiety setting and the little fears come in, as if there is no God here that can supply every need. He says so, and he does not fail. So it's always going back to uplift power that we place on God, where our faith is, where our trust is. If we're not doing that, then we get drawn into looking at, you know, all these things and giving it so much power, or the something that happened way back then still being so real to us now and having so much power over our lives. So all I'm saying is, let's check every day. If bad feelings come up, let's check. Where is my thought? Am I giving power to something in the past? Am I really saying that something else has more power over my life than God does? And then we come to, who do we give power to? Without being disrespectful to people or people in our lives, again, we must know that God alone governs our lives. I have people call who, where maybe a dominant partner, some, you know, family member even. Sometimes it's a mother that lives so far away, and still what they say, or, you know, the influence that they've had has so much power over how someone is living their life. The common ones are spouses. Sometimes they're friends, a friend that somehow the friendship is not really a friendship, as we know. You know, many relationships are called friendship, but then when you come down to it, for some way or other, it's something else other than friendship. Where sometimes one is so influences the other in everything that they do. What are they going to say if I do this? Well, if it's a friendship, a real friendship, it should go on, regardless of the differences, shouldn't it? So that you shouldn't be so nervous about the relationship. And then at times, let's face it, we do give too much power, I guess that's what it boils down to, like, oh, such and such is the only one who's going to help me with such and such and such. This is not true. Though all these things are not true. In fact, it puts burden on people because they feel like, oh, you're expecting them to do such and such. Let it be. It's God who directs. It's God who decides moment by moment in our lives who is to do what. And don't we give so much power to our employers. That's why I preceded the whole thing without being disrespectful. Yes, we give respect, but we have to know where the power lies. Employer, yes, but do they really control your life? Who does? I've come to really use one... It's something I read some time ago. about how to see my day, and it really has been very helpful. God being perfect, God is perfect. Whether I don't know, we learned differently that he can bring all kinds of wrath over to us if we do wrong and all these things. But I do not believe in that God anymore, not that kind of God. God is good and good alone. Therefore, his perfection is what I expect to see in my life. And so this he says that I keep the truth of perfection in mind and watch the day unfold with care, perfect arrangement, and joy and harmony. This is giving all the power to our Father. After all, the prayer that Jesus himself taught started with our Father. He is the Father. It doesn't matter who else is our Father. He is the ultimate Father of all. So then I keep the truth of what he has said in mind every day. Even during the day, moment by moment, when I feel that my thought is going, you know, to some other thought that's not correct. No. I watch the day unfold with perfect arrangement, perfect order, joy, and harmony. Because this is what he wants for us. If we are giving him all the power, like Christ Jesus did, it doesn't mean things don't come up that we have to deal with. But immediately I know, no, God is here. God is here all the time. That's been a very popular phrase for me. It's helped me a lot. God is here. Whatever the thing comes up, no, God is here. Because he has all the power. And practicing that truth this way has saved me a lot, has brought a lot of peace, has brought a lot of strength in whatever has come for me to deal with. That's why I share. But now I'd like to go to our regular contributor in Atlanta and see what she has to add to it. I'm going to unmute her in a minute. Okay, you're unmuted. Please share something for someone to take away that will bless during the week.
Mm-hmm. I didn't get all of the because of the plane, but what I do know is that what I'm finding out, and I do know, is that God is the one who is all-powerful. And to allow someone else to influence one in a different direction is allowing them to manipulate your life if it's not what is godly. It's equivalent to what is known as witchcraft. Then another thing is the thoughts and our speech. It says life and death is in the power of the tongue. Watch our thoughts so that what we bring forth from our thoughts as words are very important. They weigh heavily. And it cannot be spoken of it cannot be underestimated. Our language is very important. Because from that, there's the fruit of how we live, or we're living in the future.
That is true, because what we say, in fact, what we say is coming from what we're thinking. So it always goes back to what we're holding in thought, doesn't it? Always. I mean, sometimes we say things against ourselves that we don't really realize what we're doing. You know, even to say that, oh, I'm so sick. What is that, you know, what are you saying? You are affirming something so wrong about yourself. You're giving power to whatever the symptoms call itself. You know, everything we say, I mean, it's not like you can't say anything, you have to just sit down. But if you make a certain pattern of thinking, your thinking, which is thinking more of the good things, the godly things, it's all in the Bible. If we become so accustomed to thinking rightly, then our speech becomes right. What we say about ourselves become right. We don't go about, you know, saying things that we don't want, that we say enough of that they come true, and then we say, well, I said so.
Mm.
Well, what have you been thinking? You know, whatever you are thinking is what we'll be realizing. So why not say the good things? Why not think the right thoughts? The Bible has so much about the right way to think. It says, think on these things. And if we do that, then, again, the Bible says, your conversation will be in heaven. Right conversation. It's interesting. Sometimes you go through a whole day, or I will speak for myself, go through a whole day really holding your thought right. And then somebody, you know, just a casual conversation, and then they're going the other way about, oh, this is the sickness and that sickness and this and this and this. And all things that create fear. And then what? We're giving it power to control our day. A whole day can be really ruined by what kind of thinking we are, what kind of thoughts we are holding to. Sometimes these things come, like I said before, in the past, something that happened that wasn't very pleasant. It happens to all of us. I mean, no one is exempt from, you know, wrong thinking trying to creep up and make themselves real right now. But it's up to us if we are consistently staying with what's true. What's true about God? Then we know that when they come, these can't be true, these cannot be even my thoughts, I can send them back. I can completely send them back as having no power at all over me, continue my day expecting good and having good. The other thing is, if we are giving power to God, then we know that whatever we face right here, right now, there is an answer. Because we turn our thought to God, and if we are used to listening and hearing and obeying, of course, at every moment, you can really say, Father, what do I do now? And sometimes it doesn't come right away, but in seconds, before, whenever you need it, here it is, the answer comes. I'm so grateful that I learned this, and I can't say enough about it, because as I said before, these are the little things, the little practical way of putting the truth that we have learned into practice that has changed my life and can change anybody's. Jesus didn't say that only his disciples will do certain things. He said everyone. These are for everyone in time to come. Forever and ever, we all have the ability to put things that are wrong back, to shut them up, in fact, to say to them, no, as somebody puts it, when the wrong thoughts come, say, sorry, there's no vacancy here. They can't come in. They cannot come in. And the fact is, they don't have any power. Sometimes I really look back and see how much power I used to give, like income, say. Honestly, it was one of the, looking at it every, the whole, before time comes out, you're looking at it, okay, I have to pay this. Yes, this is diligence in you know, doing things right. But there should be no fear in it, because you are knowing that no matter what, your Father, from whom all good originates from, will give every need. It may not come from no income you're drawing from any job, but somehow, if we are thinking this way, somehow he does supply. Somehow. Be it food, be it wisdom, be it, you know, the strength to do even the work you have to do, the strength. I talk to people all the time. I don't know that I can do this. You know, I just feel so ill or this and this. And I said, well, have you thought about where your strength comes from? Are you giving power to this body of yours? Is that it? Isn't that body spiritual anyway? And if it is, where does the strength come from? Is it not from God? Is he not the one who supplies everything? And I've watched myself do this where I felt like, oh no, you know. And we have to know when those thoughts come, oh, I can't do this, I can't do this. Often is the wrong mind talking. Yes, why not? We must rest. We must use wisdom. But when something needs to be done and you're feeling dragging all the time and dragging all the time, don't give power to it. Go to God. Ask him, well, Father, is this what you want me to do today? And if it is, believe me, he does give the strength to do it. Everything. There is nothing. I'll share this because it was an interesting thing last week, the week before. I was to do, and I've shared this elsewhere too, because it was just a clear picture of how present God is and how much, to what extent we have to give every power to him, every sense of power. I was to record a lesson. And time was getting close. So I get on the computer and nothing happening. I can't connect in order to do the recording. It seemed like my online light on the modem is off. I call the company. The first person goes, well, you know, disconnect everything and then put it back again. I did that. Still not working. So he somehow hung up. Just hung up, just like that. And I said, oh, my God. Before, I would have gone into panic mode, and then what? I can't even hear God, right? But I know better now, and I will stand by it, because nothing has power but God. So I sat there, and I said, okay, mate, I will call them again. I called again. I talked to this lady. She took time, you know, went through the disconnect, plug it back, blah, blah, blah. I did all of that. Still no modem, no light on the modem. So she said, you may have to take it to a store, one of the stores, and they will have to give you a new modem. But it just didn't feel right. So I said, wait a second. I know one who knows all. God is all-knowing, all-seeing. So I just sat down for a minute. Everything was disconnected, ready to take it to the store, but it just didn't feel right. And I asked, I said, Father, what do you say? I know you know. So I just, for a moment, I was just sitting down, listening, got the feeling to put it all back again. I did that. And it was working better than before. Now, in that moment, what did I give the power to? God. And what was the result? Instant, correct, unfailing resolution to what seemed to, you know, I could have panicked about it because it was very close to the time that I was to submit the information. But isn't this, you know, this is a very simple example, but in bigger things, no matter how big, again, God has all the power. He is the governing principle of our lives, of every detail of it. And if we look to him as such, we will find the peace that we are looking for. I hope that something we've said on this show makes a difference for you during the week. Think about it. Think about some of what we've shared. And we hope that your week is blessed, because nothing but good is what God wants for all of his children. And with this, we'll end the show. Have a good week, and bye for now.